Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. 7 after the hour. No, 12. I'm a talk show host who can't tell time. It's 12 after the hour, folks. Promise me. I was trying to see if you were paying attention. I was giving you a multiple choice test there. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. Thank you for putting up with me. Catherine Caputo's been putting up with me now for about 9 years. She's the president of Self Brand. She's the author of You Are a Brand. She's the one of the top branding experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And she's our good friend, Catherine Caputo. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You and I have met. We've been around the block once. I've been around twice. You've only been around once.
Right.
But if you don't laugh at yourself, you're missing a lot of good laughs, aren't you?
I think it's very, very important. Absolutely.
Hey, Catherine, one of the things that I know your professional life is all about helping people understand the concepts of brands, not only for businesses, but for individuals. And I know you're working on a project right now that will become a book on how to help young people understand their own brand power, right?
Exactly, and also making that transition from college to career to getting a good job. And
how about from school to getting a good job? Because more and more people are not going to college; they're coming out of high school, or they're going to a technical school or something like that.
Right, and that's really, I think, a good thing. I think that there was so much publicity in this country. You've got to go to college. You've got to go to college. And in fact, one of the statistics that's interesting is almost 50% of people 20 to 24, so this is all new graduates, are underemployed.
Yeah.
They're in jobs.
Yeah.
They have a college degree, but they're working in a job that doesn't require a college degree.
Well,
so,
two best friends graduate from high school.
Mm-hmm.
One of them goes to a nice liberal arts school because
right.
that's what he was told to do or she was told to do.
Right.
Spent $100,000 and got a degree in marketing or art or economics or something like that, and they can't get a job. The other friend went to a technical school, graduated
right.
in 2 years, and now
right.
is making $85,000 as a mechanic.
Right, right. There are a lot of stories like that. That's why one of the things I'm going to talk about in the book is you have to look at what's the demand for what I'm studying. And,
right.
you know, one of the things that's dramatically changes, it's a totally different job market now. And
right.
when I graduated, you know, back in the dark ages, you could major in something like English literature or French
yep.
or, you know, poetry, and you could get a beginning job in business. But today,
because
just having
the sheepskin was enough, wasn't it?
Right, but it's not enough anymore because there's so many people that have that degree. And
that's
think
right.
that, you know, we were talking about this during the break, a lot of students don't realize the value of money. They're taking on all this debt, and then they're graduating with a degree in liberal arts, in English,
yeah.
or whatever their major is, and they can't find a job. And
mm-hmm.
they've got this incredible debt burden. So it's very important to, you know, start early, thinking about careers and what you want to do and what the demand is, and making
right.
sure that you have the right credentials to do
so
that.
So what should
you
we
know,
do about this? How do we help them with this?
Well, you know, one of the things that's big right now is doing internships. So when you're an undergraduate, you know, get job experience because that's one of the ways you're going to stand out. Try to get internships, you know, whether it's during the summer, in the field that you think you're interested in. I mean, one of the women I interviewed graduated a year ago from a very good state university, got an internship. She thought she wanted to be a journalist. And she did an internship for the summer and decided, well, gee, you have to be on call all weekend, you know. if you're on a break.
Oh, my goodness,
sorry.
I have to show up every day. What is this all
yes.
about?
Yes, and she thought, well, I don't like the lifestyle. So here it was, you know, that career was out the door. And then she thought, well, I want to work on a not, you know, international nonprofit, and she got a job for a year doing that, very low pay, and then X that career because, hey, the pay is so low. Well, hey, she could have found out a lot of that when she was still a student.
That's right.
You know, if she did research or informational interviews.
We love interns at my shop because we have a college, a 4-year university near us, and we need some help. When we're anticipating hiring somebody, we put we reach out to those folks and they send us over some prospects. We pick one, we bring them in as an intern. And by the way, Catherine, we have always paid our interns. I didn't have to wait for the government to tell us to pay our. We've always paid our interns at least minimum wage. But my point is, we try to do a good job of that. And every intern we've ever had, we hired them when they graduated.
Oh wow, wonderful!
And they worked out great. We love interns. Right. It's not only good for the kids; it's good for the businesses.
Yes, and that's why I want to encourage your audience to offer internships because this really often makes a difference with who gets hired, with somebody that was flipping burgers only in summertime or somebody else that had an internship, that in a related business. And, it's a very, very different kind of thing. And so that's why
someone who comes to you looking for an internship or having had an internship on the resume, that's a self-motivated person. That's somebody who understands the reality of what they're up against. You want that kind of person working for you.
Exactly, exactly. And also, it's very valuable to get, your network. Whether you are offered a job at that company, you'll have people that you can use as references. You'll get job experience that people can relate to. Because the thing, people, there's so much competition when you're interviewing for a job. If you can say, oh, well, I worked on that kind of marketing project, or I worked with, customer care, and you can really talk a good story about your background that you can't do if you don't have job experience.
Well, there's no question about it. And here's the other thing, Catherine. Years ago, an intern was a flunky, right? They got coffee and they went and got they ran errands or whatever. Today, these kids coming out of school and joining USA in their senior year as an intern, they've got skills. We put them to work.
Right, and they have a lot of knowledge, I'll say, about technology, and a big part of marketing and all kinds of businesses are technology-based, and they really understand that very intuitively. So they can bring a lot to the party.
And they add value, no question about it. But in turn, that's also something that they can put on their resume.
Right.
So, good ideas, Catherine. Hold on to that thought. Catherine, give us your website quickly.
My website is selfbrand.com, S-E-L-F.
ERAND.com. All right, so check that out. Quick break, right back with Catherine Computer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.